Indeed, Lara Magistrate Benu Mapie today finally ended the four-day detention on due for these three CSU representatives by granting them bail of $500 each. And it also ordered them to report once every week on Mondays at Harare Central Police Station's Law and Order section. The three CSU employees were also finally formally charged, and today that's when they finally knew of the charges they were facing. As we all know, that since their arrest on Monday, they were not notified of the charges that they had allegedly conversant.
What were the charges that were handed down today?
They have been charged with causing or inflicting malicious damage to property in contravention of Section 140 of the Criminal Law Codification Reform Act. The state prosecutor, Mr. Marvin Zombe, claimed or alleged that these CSU employees, together with some unidentified individuals, smeared some MDC graffiti on an information center located in Bopova Hayden, the suburb of Blayo, last month, to be specific, on the 7th of October, which actions the state claims that was in contravention of the Criminal Law and Codification Reform Act.
What is your reaction to the bail granted today, and also how will your clients plead?
We definitely welcome the freeing of these CSU employees who had been enduring some difficult conditions whilst in detention. Our lawyers who were attending to this case, six of them, actually indicated their displeasure or protested against the police action in terms of the inhuman and degrading treatment that they suffered while in detention, which includes being denied to wear their spectacles while in police cells. That is, in the case of Zakaria Gordon, he was not allowed to wear his spectacles while in police cells. They also protested against the subjecting of their clients to being shackled or being chained. That is, when they were being moved from Pekwe to Blawayo, all along from Harare to Pekwe, they were not handcuffed, but from Pekwe to Blawayo, when Blawayo police officers took over, they shackled them. And the lawyers strongly protested against this, including the over-detention of these clients plus the defective warrant.